Football has meant too much to me and come to represent too many things. See, after a while, it all gets mixed up together in your head. You can't remember whether life's shit because Arsenal is shit or the other way around. I've been to watch far too many games, spent too much money, fretted about Arsenal when I should have been fretting about something else. I've asked too much of the people I love. Okay, I accept all that. But, I don't know, perhaps it's something you can't understand unless you belong. But what about this? 3 minutes to go and you're 2-1 up in a semi-final. And you look around, you see all those thousands of faces contorted with fear and hope and worry. Everyone lost. Everything else gone out of their heads. Then the whistle blows and everyone goes spare. And just for those few minutes, you're at the centre of the whole world. And the fact that you care so much, that the noise you've made has been such a crucial part of it all, is what makes it special. Because you've been every bit as important as the players, and if you hadn't have been there, then who'd have been bothered about football, really? And the great thing is that it comes around again and again. There's always another season. If you lose the cup final in May, well, there's the third round to look forward to in January. What's wrong with that? It's actually pretty comforting if you think about it. Every now and then, not very often, but it happens, you catch a glimpse of a world that doesn't work like that. A world that doesn't stop in May and begin again in August. Some stuff that just never comes back. And some stuff that just won't go away. And some stuff that you couldn't ignore even if you wanted to.